The midsummer-like heat and humidity continue across the Northeast as we head towards the tail end of the summer season. Yesterday, records were broken through areas of the Northeast, including at Albany, where the temperature reached a very toasty 94 degrees. It's another hot one out there today. We're also dealing with very muggy conditions, with dew point temperatures running well into the 60s to right around 70 degrees. Change is on the horizon, though, as a cold front will move through our area tonight into tomorrow, and following that frontal passage, we will see less hot and less humid weather as we wrap up the work week and head into the weekend. We'll call it weather that's a little more typical for early to mid-September. But with that change, there is some stormy weather on the way. Scattered showers and storms are likely through the remainder of the day into tonight as that front very slowly works its way through the region. Some of the storms have the potential to produce gusty winds and also some locally heavy downpours. We do need the rain. It has been quite dry around here. However, the rain may be heavy enough to produce some localized flooding, so that's something to keep in mind if you are going to be out tonight. And then into the day tomorrow, that front will stall overhead, and we'll have an area of low pressure move up along that front. So as that low pressure area approaches, we will reintroduce the chances for rain, mainly tomorrow afternoon. And some of that rain may be locally heavy. Heaviest rain is likely from the capital region on south and east. So basically areas along and south of I-90 and along and east of the Hudson River have the greatest potential to see heavy downpours, again, mainly tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. By Friday, that front will slowly work its way off to the east. There may still be some showers that linger Friday morning, and then we'll see that drier air come in from the west on Friday afternoon, with skies becoming partly sunny. And as I said earlier, it will turn less humid, and also the temperatures will be a little more typical of September as we wrap up the work week on Friday and move into the weekend on Saturday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and storms likely, low 56 to 66. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of afternoon rain, especially away from the Canadian border, high in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and storms likely, low 56 to 66. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of rain likely, especially during the afternoon, south of I-90, high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, low 65 to 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of rain likely, especially during the late morning and afternoon, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, low in the middle to upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of rain likely, especially during the late morning and afternoon, high in the 70s. Region-wide on Friday, morning clouds with a chance of showers, then becoming partly sunny with highs in the 70s, and on Saturday, partly sunny with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.